What he is saying goes like this. It's not because I don't receive from you that I'm not coming to you. In fact, I've already come twice, and I'm ready to come this third time, and I won't be a burden to you. The reason is a noble one. He doesn't say, because you're mean, because you're hurt, because you're weak. But what does he say? For I seek not your possessions, but you. I pursue greater things, souls instead of goods, salvation in place of gold. Then, because there was some lingering suspicion, as though he was upset with them, he provides a rational explanation. For it was anticipated that they would ask, can't you have both us and our possessions? He graciously adds this justification for them, saying, for children shouldn't have to provide for their parents, but parents for their children, substituting teachers and disciples with the terms parents and children, and demonstrating that he does as a matter of duty what wasn't actually required. For Christ did not command this, but he says it to spare them, and therefore he includes something further. He didn't only say that children ought not to provide, but also that parents should provide. Therefore, since it's appropriate to give,